Hey, Mark, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you? Hold on a second here. Ready?
Okay.
Is that mine or yours? Okay. All right, I'm back.
All right. My name's John. I'm the director here. I understand you were speaking with Tara. She asked me to jump on the line to go over some pricing and details with you. She wanted to see what I could do about getting you covering all of the SLC. Did you have any questions like about the listing on Google aside from just the pricing and the service area?
Yeah, my question with her was what's different between you guys and everybody? Because I get like 10 calls a day for this exact same thing.
Yeah. Do you get texting on this phone number?
I do.
Yeah, I could show you better than I could tell you, but our company, Local Splash, we're a premier Google partner. We've been in business since 2004, so 20 years experience, and we're the highest rated premier Google partner in the United States. We're actually right next to the Google headquarters here in Southern California.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So I could say what's
really
different because
mm-hmm.
My confusion is I get all kind. I mean, every company says, well, you know, we have a spot for one business that in this particular deal, but, you know, there's so many companies. Yeah, you have one spot and the next one has one spot and the next one has one spot.
Mm-hmm.
So there's still a whole lot of people just with different companies all on the front page of Google, right?
Right. Right. Yeah. I don't know if they're explaining it to you properly. So Google has requirements in order to be a Google partner. You have to follow some strict guidelines. And one of those guidelines is that each company can only work with one business per industry, per area. So the reason we're reaching out to you is because we're not currently working with anybody in your area that does what you do. And so we're going down a list of qualified companies, Mark. We're just looking for one of you guys to fill that spot. Once we fill that position within our company, we close it out. So we're contractually obligated to not work with any of your competitors. Does that make sense?
Yep.
The idea for us is to try to beat out whatever your competition is using so that way we can ensure you the maximum amount of success and exposure from your placement.
Okay.
Yeah, but there are a lot of spots. Like, I'm not saying you're the only guy on the first page, but the premier Google partners are going to get you Google Places placement. There's only three guys that show in that section at a time. And so that's why we're reaching out to you. It's first page placement and those top guys right there next to the map.
So now is that something that has to, like on the top three, is it you have to buy to be in the top three, or is it a rotating thing, or what does it do?
No, so Google has an algorithm update that happens bi-weekly. So all we're doing is following that algorithm update, and they know when we're following it that it's us because they're only giving it to their partners in which they're profiting off of. Does that make sense?
Okay, so, but again,
yeah,
I mean, as far as my question goes...
Up there.
Right, but I mean, because I know on most of these things, if you want to be on the front page or that you want to be high up or first name or whatever, you have to pay to do that, and then somebody else pays more, and they come back and say, well, hey, now you got to pay more to get there,
You're talking about...
You keep climbing the ladder.
Yeah, you're talking about Google Ads. Google Ads is pay-per-click. It's kind of like a bidding war in that sense, where somebody could, Let's say you were willing to pay $1 per click for housewash leads or that keyword. And so another guy comes along and says, hey, I'll pay $2. And Google will put that guy ahead of you. Like you can outbid whoever's willing to pay the most per click. That way Google's getting the most out of it. Those guys usually take preference. But this one is a verified local listing. So it's going to cover you for about a 40-mile radius from your address where they sent that PIN verification letter, and you don't get charged per click or call or lead. The only time I'd recommend one of those Google ad campaigns is if you're saying, hey, you want to cover way more than a 40-mile radius, then I would say, hey, the only way to do that is for us to incorporate some of those ads for the areas that you're not already hitting. Does that make sense?
Yep.
So we would bundle them. But I always recommend starting with this because a lot of guys, they find out that, you know, the local listing is more than enough. They don't usually need to do Google Ads or Google Guarantee.
Okay.
And this will give us a lot of data, too. So that way, if you do decide to do Google Ads or Google Guarantee in the future, we already know what we need to do in order to get you a consistent flow of clients and what you classify as a qualified job opportunity or lead.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So
okay, sounds good.
That answers your questions there. I did send you a text, two text messages, too. One's just our regular reviews, and the other one's our featured customer reviews. You can see we're a premier Google partner company. We got about 400 people that work here, and like I said, 20 years experience. So it's about as close as you can get to working with Google directly. Every single one of our employees here is Google certified.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so they're not bullshit leads.
No, not at all. Yeah, we want to use all these tools and all of our experience to get you as many qualified leads and job opportunities each month. That way you keep using our services because it's a true month-to-month agreement. So everybody we work with is coming back on their own each month. So the only way you're going to make that happen is if you're showing good return on investment to the business owner.
Okay.
Let me send you the pricing page so you can get a breakdown of the meat and potatoes part of it. You own this domain name for your website, right? We don't have to build you a website? Okay.
No, I got all that. Yeah, that's all done.
Yeah, it looks like your Google verification was done at one point, too. You haven't moved or
anything? Yeah, that was just done. That was just done relatively recently.
Oh, okay. Good. We like that. It's a one less step for us.
Yeah. And holy shit, that took 5 weeks to get that verified. I had to do the video thing twice.
Yeah, they're making it more and more difficult nowadays. They don't just want to throw anybody up on that first page, you know. People trust Google, and the way Google's earned their trust is by being very thorough about who they're putting up there and calling a verified legitimate business, you know.
Okay.
But it looks great. Your website looks great. Verification is done. So you've done a lot of the heavy lifting. Now we just want to put it right in front of your customers at the moment they do the search. That's where about 90% of decisions are going to start and stop. You know, this is where they look before they start calling. So as far as cost, there's a couple of different packages. Because of the things that you already have, it's going to save you a lot of money. Normally, to start out, you pay $8.98 the first month and then $5.99 after that. But because of all the things you've already done, I'm able to waive the setup fees, and I can reduce your monthly cost by 50%. It'll drop it down to just $2.99 month to month. And then there's no other lead fees, click fees, call fees, or charges.
So, okay, you said, to start is what?
It's just $2.99 out the door. That's the whole month of service, and then each month moving forward, it's the same rate. It'll just stay $2.99, but you're going to get that platinum package. So it's the one that's advertised at $5.99 there on the pricing page that I sent you.
Hold on a second.
Yep, so you're getting our best package for the cheapest possible pricing structure, and then I've waived the setup fee on it as well since you've already gone through the whole verification process. We don't have to do that. A lot of the setup fee goes towards us getting the verification done on your behalf, so you don't have to jump through that 5-week loop there.
So I'm driving right now, so what so with this website and Google, what do you do month to month? I mean,
yeah, so there's
how do you
algorithm?
My name on this front page.
The algorithm updates are what's going to keep your business on the first page. So we actually implement those through the back end of your Google Business Profile. So we'll go into the Google Business Profile and do the programming for the specific services that you want to be found for, right? Commercial building washing, commercial dumpster pad cleaning, commercial window cleaning, commercial oil stain removal, right? Same thing with residential. So we'll customize the campaign and target those specific keywords and services. We give you about 15 different ones at a time. Could do a little more or a little less depending on your preferences. And then we also would do a broad search engine submission. So you'll actually end up on the first page of not just Google. You'll be on the first page of Bing. You'll be on the first page of the Apple Safari search engine for people who are searching on their iPhones. And then you'll also have first page placement or top recommendation on the Amazon Alexa devices. So that's
cool.
That's all the major search engines. It's a separate submission, but they typically pull from the Google top recommendations anyway because of the verification process that you went through. So we just have to submit them and let them know.
Mm-hmm. And so this is a month to month. This isn't a long contract.
Oh, no, it's month to month. Yeah, everything we do is month to month, especially when we're starting out a new business relationship. If you were with us for like 2 or 3 months already, we can make you an offer on like a 6 month or an annual thing that would save you some money, or package, I should say, that'll save you some money. But we kind of want to get to know you, see how your reviews come back, and see how you handle the increase in business before we commit to anything long term. So we go month to month.
So because I'm on this Angie's thing, and I really want to get off that because that's really expensive. But I have a bunch of reviews on there. Can those reviews transfer over?
Unfortunately, no. I get that question a lot, and a lot of the times, I've seen HomeAdvisor by Angie's do some pretty insane things once they find out you're leaving them. One of them is they kind of try to delete those profiles and expunge it and don't give us access to be able to transcend those to the Google platform. Google is also very strict about their reviews. They have a verified review process where the people actually have to be logged into their email, type in the review, and submit it through to your Google business profile in order for it to get published. That way there's not a bunch of fake reviews floating around on people's Google account that aren't legitimate. But we do have a tracking system and an account dashboard that you'll have access to. It comes in the form of an app, and you could send these people, you just plug in their phone number, and it'll send them a live link to your Google business profile. And all they have to do from that text message is just tap on the little star rating, type in a little review, and hit submit. They'll already be logged in through their mobile device that you texted them on, and that kind of is just a convenient way for us to get those reviews back from those people. Well, without having to call them or pester them, you could just simply send the text off. And then if they don't respond in 24 to 48 hours, there's another text that'll come through as a reminder to them. Try to gather those reviews from you. But obviously, we recommend you send that review form out at the completion of every new job that you get moving forward. You know, we want to continue to build this Google business profile because even if you leave our services later, that's something that your business keeps. It's almost like a digital business card for people to be able to just look you up and see all those reviews and everything. So it's a big factor.
Good. Mm-hmm. So, I guess it sounds all right.
Yeah, I mean, it's been the most profitable way for business owners to market and advertise for the last 17 years. Even companies like HomeAdvisor by Angie's List have utilized some Google advertising in order to get the leads that they resell to you. So, you know, basically just cutting out the middleman.
Yeah, man, they're making money hand over fist the way they freaking do it.
Yeah. There are some reports out there from the Federal Trade Commission that's been investigating them. But I can definitely tell you with confidence, if you could do anything with that platform and the way those leads have been saturated, you'll do great with this. You know, by the time these people contact you, they've already looked up a service you provide, seen your reviews, seen your website, and then called you. You know, it's almost like it's yours to lose at that point. You get a live call from them. They've already picked you.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it's worth a shot because the worst thing to do is not work, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, it would be an anomaly for it to stop working all of a sudden. all of a sudden, people just stop using Google. I don't see that happening anytime soon.
Okay.
All right. So we're all
gonna do.
I'm going to create your account within our company, and then I will send over a verification form. I know you're already Google verified, so this isn't particularly towards getting your verification, but we're going to send it to Google once you send it to us, and that's going to kind of let them know that we're handling that listing, and it'll allow us to access the Google business profile. Also, I'm going to look for any kind of changes that might have happened. I know you just recently did this. Is Mark short for anything?
Yeah, short for Mark.
You never know. You know, I've ran into a Marcus or two that goes by Mark, you know, or a Marcos.
Oh, yeah.
You never know. What's your last name?
Apuna.
Okay, A-P-U-N-A?
Correct.
Got it. Okay. And then what is your business email address where I could send everything in writing as well as your invoice receipt?
It's mark@utahhousewash.com.
Okay. And is this phone number we're on the best phone number for us and your clients to contact you?
Yes.
Okay. And the address is the same, right? The 6214 North Creekside Drive?
Correct.
Okay. You have the option to hide this address if you'd like, Mark.
Oh, do I?
Yeah, we can
hide
the
address. It doesn't much matter, but yeah. I'd rather not have people know where I live.
Yeah, I recommend it. I mean, because when you have it displayed, they have the option for turn-by-turn directions by the click of a button. I mean, they could just start to drive over to your house.
Yeah, that would be great.
Okay, I'll hide it for you here. And do you want your hours of operation to remain the same, or are we going 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday?
No, because I field phone calls. I mean, to me, every day is a work day. It doesn't freaking matter.
Okay. I can leave it as open availability on the listing and let you kind of hash it out with them once you got them on the line.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. All right. Let's go ahead and save it as
open I don't let them schedule. I don't have open scheduling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I don't want to talk to them.
Yeah, you never know. Sometimes a project goes over, too, you know, and then, you know, it's got to work for everybody. It's got to work for them. It's got to work for
you. Well, the thing is, the problem that you have with this kind of business, you get somebody that's, you know, oh, yeah, it's a window cleaning. So, yeah, you think it's an hour and a half job until you get over there and find out they got 5 dogs and cats and places full of freaking furniture, and it's just a dump. And that one job turns into a 3-hour freaking job, and you got the same thing with gutters and all kinds of different shit. So
yeah, I know.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, you got to move 100 things, and you're practically a moving company, rearranging things just so you can get to the job. You know, I hate those kind of people.
Yeah.
But you know, it's kind of the nature.
And so that allows me to tell people that, you know, I give them a window, just like any other, like a plumber. Well, I'll be the summer between 1 and 3.
That's the smartest way to do things. I always like to under promise over deliver. It's usually going to get the best results, and everybody's happier that way.
Yeah, because you just don't ever freaking know when, you know, how the morning's going to go.
Stuff happens, you know. You don't want to make yourself speed over there, and then you got a ticket.
Yep. Well, yeah. And then the thing is also, if you're late, I mean, like with reviews, honestly,
yeah.
I hate freaking reviews because reviews are so temperamental. It depends on what mood the person's in.
Yeah, Google actually
has... When they write the damn review.
They have, like, a whole schooling on that when you do Google Ads, you know. They say only about 25% of your clients will actually write a review, and people are usually inclined to write the review when they're upset. A lot of the times when people are happy, they don't go, oh, let me go write the review. For some whatever reason, it needs to be anger that often triggers it, so... You know, if you see
then
a company that's
got
a bunch of good reviews, they're obviously doing a really good job.
Vindictive is what it is.
Yeah, I know. A lot of the business owners that I work with, they say that too. It's like, you know, we're not actually working for ourselves. We get a new boss every day is what they tell me, you know, because you want to make sure that you're getting those good reviews. So you're kind of, all right, I got to work for these people and make sure they're happy. And, you know, it is what it is. But I think you'll be fine. I don't see how that would be an issue, but you already have the right mindset about it. You know, if you give yourself that window, under promise, over deliver, Usually those good reviews will come in. We do have review monitoring too, though. So if it is like an unruly client, or we notice it's somebody that didn't actually come through your tracking system, but they're just maybe a competitor that's trying to bash you, we have ways of kind of threading through that and getting those expunged, so you don't have to worry about your reputation going to the wayside from something that's not a verified customer or just somebody who's being unruly.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, yeah. We got you there. And then, okay, so I have the open availability. I got your whole account set up here. We are going to want to interview you just to make sure that the account is set up properly and customize the keywords. Your website is great for us as a starting tool, and then you having the verification, so we already have a good idea, but we do want to confirm these things with you. Usually it takes about 30 minutes, but we do ask for an hour window just in case you have extra questions or the call goes over. What do you think would be the best time to do a client interview with you?
Let's see. I can do one probably tomorrow afternoon.
Okay. Well, you tell me, and then I'll put it on the calendar here, and we'll make sure we get it done.
So let's do it for 2 o'clock tomorrow.
Okay. All right. And we're going to send you a calendar invitation to your email that you gave me. And we'll also send you a text message, reminder, 1 hour before. Okay? If anything pops up or changes where you can't make it, you just let me know. I'll contact you at that time, and we'll try to rearrange it, okay?
Sounds good. Appreciate it.
Yeah, but let's get it knocked out going into the weekend here. You know, by this time next week, we can be getting some traffic going.
Sounds good. Try it.
All right. And then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $299, how did you want to do that?
Let's see. Well, I can't give anything right now because I'm driving. But,
okay.
I mean, I don't know if you want to call me back a little bit later when I get to where I'm at, but then, or send me an invoice to pay you for. I don't know.
Oh, no, we don't do the invoicing.
Oh, well, hold on a second here. Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on a second. I might be able to get access a card here. Hold on a second.
Okay. And I'll be able to send the receipt and everything while you're on the line.
Mm-hmm. All right. So debit card.
All right. I'm ready for you.
4238 8 8 8 4 0 0 8 4 0 0 0 2 1 0 0 2 1 0 0 2 2 7 0 2 2 7 0 2 2.
Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
0 or 0 8 2 8.
08 of 28, and then 3-digit code on the back.
935.
Okay, and you can go ahead and put that away.
Thank you, sir.
All right, and then there is a security question. In case you ever want to verify the identity of one of our representatives when they contact you, or vice versa, if we just want to make sure it's you. You have three options for this. You got your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, and your first pet's name.
I think my mother's maiden name, that's fine.
Okay. What was your mother's maiden name, Mark?
Booth, B-O-O-T-H-E.
B-O-O-T-H-E. Like John Wilkes. Okay, Booth. Hopefully no
exactly.
Relation.
No idea.
You never know.
It might be. You never know.
Hey, maybe you go down to the gun range one day and find out you have a particular set of skills.
Well, you know what? But, I mean, from the distance, I better be able to hit something. It's only like 3 feet away.
Yeah. I love that you know your history. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Hopefully not related. That it'd be nice to be on the Lincoln side of it, I guess. But that guy's got a bad.
No, bad. I'd rather be on the Booth side of it. The Lincoln side of it didn't end well.
Yeah, he was on the wrong end of the barrel, right?
I mean, see that.
Touche. All right, so. I have your business profile created and all set up, but before I process any kind of payment with you, I do want to walk you through a voice verification just as added protection, and we send this to you in writing. Now, if I say anything that you don't agree with or you don't understand, you just let me know, okay, and I could always rephrase it for you.
Okay.
All right. I just want to make sure we're on the same page before I authorize a transaction with your business. All right. All right. So you are on a recorded line here, Mark. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Utah House Wash.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Mark Apuna, owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
Right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in this campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. It says 24 to 48 hours, Mark. Honestly, we're not going to ride you too hard. If you're missing calls, we don't expect you to get out to every single person that calls you. You still retain the right to refuse service to anybody. But if you see calls coming from our company, it's probably urgent having to do with the listing. So definitely get back to us as soon as you can.
Sounds good.
All right. And then it says here, the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try the services for 2 months if we're building everything from scratch, which actually we're not, but I do recommend that you try it for 2 months when you first sign up with us. I'm supposed to. Okay. And it says... your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's December 5th of 2024. I have you on a discounted pricing structure of $299 for a platinum package bundle. And I've waived the setup fee since you've already Google verified your business and had your own .com website. We didn't need to build and provide a domain or anything for you. When the term is completed, your agreement's set up to automatically renew each month, Mark. It's going to stay in this discounted pricing structure of $299 on the fifth day of each month moving forward. It says you may discontinue or cancel the agreement at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties of any kind. All that we ask is if you're going to discontinue the services, please let us know before that next billing automatically charges you. That way we could stop that from happening. And then it says, do you agree to those renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. So I'm going to process the payment here. When it goes through, you're going to receive 3 text messages and 3 emails as confirmation. You'll have a full outline of the agreement and everything we're doing for you in writing, as well as an invoice receipt. You'll have a Google verification form, which automatically gets sent out to everybody. If you could fill that out as best you can. I know you're already Google verified, but it's just more for us to communicate to Google that we're working with you and have proof that you sent that in to us. And then there's going to be a username and a password for your account dashboard and tracking system. Now, the tracking system is going to be pretty empty until we have you up and running, so I wouldn't stress out about that one too much. Once we have you up and running, they'll send you a YouTube video and a link to the app. It'll show you how to use the app and tracking system. It's about 8 minutes long. I definitely recommend watching that video because that's going to be a really useful tool for you to gather those reviews you were talking about. All right. So just let me know when those texts come through, and then we're basically going to be good to go until our client interview is scheduled for tomorrow at 2.
All right. So we have text messages. Hold on a second here.
They're going to be emailed to you as well.
Local Splash initial invoice.
Yep. Okay, that's everything in writing in that invoice. Client interview is their appointment tomorrow.
The invoice.
Mm-hmm.
The appointment set up.
Mm-hmm.
Come on here.
Should be good.
Let's see. So that other stuff was through email, right?
No, there should be text and email. So it all gets sent to you through both unless while you're signing your subscription terms, you say that you don't want us to send the text or email if you opt out of one of them.
So no, because I've got the stuff through email, but nothing showed up through text yet.
Okay. Yeah, maybe the text will be a little slower than the email. But anytime you push pay on an account, I've already set it up in the agreement, it automatically generates these and sends them out to you. So it might take a second, but it sounds to me like it's going through. Obviously, we got the right phone number and the right email.
Yeah, it's going through.
Okay. That's more what I was concerned about. Just check and make sure your email's correct and your phone number's receiving those text messages. So they should come through here shortly. All right. Well, perfect. All right. So I'm your account lead. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, don't hesitate to call. I got a whole team of guys here that's going to help me with the fulfillment on everything. And we also offer 24/7 customer service. So even if I'm not here, you dial the same number. You just hit extension 1, and there's always a live operator available to you to help you.
Perfect. Sounds good.
All right, Mark. Well, thank you for signing up and welcome aboard. I'll let you get back to the rest of your day and then circle back with you tomorrow at 2 o'clock.
All right. Sounds good. Take care.
All right. I'll talk to you then. You're welcome. Bye-bye.